What's standing out for you right now as a stock pick amidst it all?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Jika said was 100% true. I mean, you are going to have to pick some of the companies that are under a lot of pressure right now that probably aren't even trading at the moment or have very limited capacity to trade currently or are heavily impacted and haven't rallied already. So I would look towards the traditional diversified mining space. I think BHP Billiton is a stock with very low debt, and its prospects are quite positive if you believe that the world will return to normal again someday. You might not get the immediate benefit, but if you're a long-term investor, I'd still be quite comfortable to invest in that share.
Okay, on your side, let's wrap things up, Drikus, with a stock pick from you this evening.
Well, I think the bottom is in for oil. Oil demand will increase more rapidly than the other sectors. Obviously, it will take a bit longer than you used to because of all the storage out there. But with the shutdowns that has happened, I think about 5 million barrels just in North America has been shut in permanently. That's gone. And 3 years from now, when demand has recovered, you'll have higher oil prices than you had pre-COVID. So I'm going with Royal Dutch Shell. Pristine balance sheet. These guys didn't run up their balance sheet since 2015 when the last oil base struck. Any of the oil majors, really the big integrated oil majors, to look at, but I'm sticking with Royal Dutch Shell.
Yeah.
14 euros at the moment. If oil prices double from here, then you'll be sitting on about a 12% dividend.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much to you both for having joined me on the line this evening. Of course, that's Chantal Marks from FNB Wealth and Investments and Drikus Combrink from Capicraft as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening.